Nothing wrong with a bit of compromise, Kenton. On a sort of related note, what does it take to make a share farming agreement work? We've got everything you need to know, including a farmer's account, on the Archers website now.
If only I knew how you feel, and vice versa, but of course, how could I? Unless we found the words to tell each other.
Stephen Fry is getting emotional with John Lydon.
Sometimes we just don't have the words to express fully the emotions we're trying to duplicate.
Ruminations on the English language.
Emotions are proof of our humanity, and language as an activity also defines humanity.
Fry's English Delight returns next Tuesday morning at 9 and then available on the BBC Radio 4 website.
And now the afternoon drama and our series set in the Shoe Lane Barrister's Chambers at the heart of BBC One's legal drama Silk. As Shoe Lane teeters on the brink of financial collapse, Billy and his clerks make an audacious bid to save their chambers as they decide to go for broke.
The Clerk's Room by Mick Collins. Based on the BBC One television series Silk. Created by Peter Moffat.
OK, mate, yeah, OK, that's all.
That's great. It's not in the diary and diary.
All right, tell him.
We'll do. Any problems, give me a call. John Bright. Thanks. You done, Billy?
I am, and it's spread thinner than gold leaf.
It's not right, is it, this? On a Thursday?
No, Thursday nights when you started, what were they like, John?
Mad. 8 o'clock finish earliest.
Yeah.
Pupils had an armful of mags court stuff. Governors had a sentence before getting on with their trials.
Thursdays used to be the storm before the storm, and now look at us, 6:30 and the crumbs have been shared out from our table.
We can't carry on like this.
No.
4 months to balance the books and we're reduced to packing up at 6:30 on a Thursday.
It's not, John.
Not what?
4 months.
Eh?
I got through to the new finance broker.
And?
A week.
A week?
He reviewed our deal, and if we can't show substantial and guaranteed income for the next year by next Friday, they're killing off our loan agreement.
And without that in place...
No liquidity means no wriggle room, means no hope. We'll be as good as dead, and they know it.
So why the sudden rush to kill us off?
I'm told by someone who knows that they've got a big fish looking for a nice new home. Chancery set, dull, clever, and rich. All of a sudden, we're an inconvenience.
They're pulling the plug to get the money boys in.
Exactly.
But how do we guarantee an income at the criminal bar? And we can earn it just by guaranteeing it?
That's where they've got us over a barrel. We need someone to put pen to paper and promise that they'll send us large lumps of regular work.
Which means Ray Donegan?
It did until yesterday when I asked him to put a signature to that promise and he saw the chance to stick it to me.
How?
He said that if we've got a problem... He's got to protect himself against us going under, so he's looking at other chambers again.
But he said he'd be...
Forget what he said, John. People have done worse under the old nothing personal, only business banner.
It's just a thought.
But?
Would we be better off if we were...
What?
Smaller.
In what way?
In a, I don't know, downsizing sort of way.
And if we cut ourselves in half, which half goes first, yours or mine?
No, I'm not saying it has to be either, I'm just...
Don't even think about pitting defence against prosecution, John. Divided, we're knackered. And I'll fight like you wouldn't believe for my half.
Okay, I'm just thinking out loud.
Well, don't. There's a reason it's done silently.
Okay. So let's go through the options. Now, Ray's the only real source of money we've got. And he's the only bank in town.
Nobody robs banks anymore, John. All the blaggers have been replaced by hackers and the world's gone online.
Armed robbers were a breed apart. Like military commanders, the best ones.
They were. They were all about preparation and planning, which is what we need.
In what sense?
Well, we've got to plot and plan, John. Do our homework. Because if persuasion isn't making the banker Ray part with his money, we might need to opt for force.
So where's his weakness?
Wherever his money comes from.
Lee Thomas.
And Ray seems strangely attached to Lee, who in turn is very attached to our very own Rose Parker, especially if she keeps him out of prison, which makes her a very important young woman.
And does she know anything that might be useful to us?
I don't know, but I'll ask her to keep her ear close to the ground. And you ask Miss Lang to do the same. If there is something to find out, they'll stumble across it during the trial.
Yeah, but even if we find it, how do we use Lee Thomas to get to Donegan?
I don't know yet. But we'll find a way, John. We have to.
You've got 4 days to sort it out, Lee.
Sort out what?
Am I stuck here in the splendour of Brixton Prison talking to myself? You know what? Where you were.
I told you. Walking back from the nick after they let me go.
Oh, but someone must have seen you. That route takes you past the pub, the cab office and the chicken shop. And I know you spend time in all three, so someone
and
must...
And you know. If I put them down as an alibi, the police can go and speak to them. Check them out. Crawl all over the place. And I don't want to give them a reason to do that.
You'd rather go through a trial with no alibi at all?
Look, when I want the police in my business, I'll ask them, all right?
It's always the same, isn't it, Lee? Ask the questions a certain way and you get the hump and go all defensive. Do it in the witness box and you're history.
No chance.
Seriously, Lee. I know Amy Lang. We're in chambers together. And she'll really enjoy trying to wind you up. You need to stop treating this as something I can just magically sort out because I can't.
We're going to be just fine.
The prosecution have got Mahad Yassin, who says he was standing in his kitchen 40 minutes after you got out of the police station when you threw a scaffolding pole through his window and into his face. And you've got a story about strolling home from the police station having only just been released from your last bit of bother. No alibi, no one to back you up, and in an interview, you told the police that Yassin is lying, but you don't know why. So forgive me if I don't think we'll necessarily be just fine.
Paul.
Who?
What's she doing here?
What's who doing?
Could you wait a minute, would you?
I beg your pardon?
Lee, fancy seeing you here.
Hello, Paul.
A minute.
Now?
I think so, don't you?
Rose, do you mind?
You want me to wait while you have a chat with... I'm sorry, you are...
Someone. Someone who needs a word with Lee.
Yeah, it's, you know, private.
Thanks.
Do you know what, Lee? You take all the time you want. I'll see you Monday morning. Hello?
Miss, quick word?
Let me guess. You need a favour.
What do you mean?
I should accept a plea from Lee Thomas. Criminal damage to the window, handling a stolen scaffolding pole. Me and Rose, both from Shoe Lane, so let's keep it friendly.
This isn't about doing deals, miss, I promise. I just need you to be a bit aware during this trial.
Aware?
Look, we think there's more to Lee Thomas than meets the eye.
We?
Me and Billy.
You have joint thoughts now?
On things that matter, yes.
And why does Lee Thomas matter?
We need a guaranteed revenue stream, a big new one, and fast.
And Lee Thomas is going to provide that?
I know this sounds a bit vague and unusual, miss.
I'm at the criminal bar, John. Vague and unusual is every moment of every day.
Lee Thomas and his gang seem so important to Ray Donegan, and it just doesn't feel right. So if you come across anything strange, just let us know, okay?
Your wish is my command.
And as soon as I can explain more, I will.
I thought 4 months was bad. But a week?
It's not even a proper deadline, is it?
What do you mean?
Well, when someone gives you a month, it's because they really want you to hurry up. When they give you a week, it's because they want you to fail.
No. Billy said we'll be all right. Something will come along. We'll sort it.
But if we're going to survive, Jake, it'll take more than just a big Billy speech. We need to make something happen.
How? It's easy to say it, but doing it...
Well, sitting here staring into our drinks isn't doing anything.
You don't have to go, just because... You know...
Because it's just the two of us.
Look, I'm really sorry you don't like me anymore, okay?
I don't not like you, Jake. I'm just angry. Until I stop being angry...
It'll be too late by then.
We'll find a way to sort it out.
Chambers or us?
Look, Jake, I don't expect you to hate Billy or to stop admiring him. I just can't watch you turn into him.
I'm supposed to go out with him later.
And that's okay. Billy and Jake drinks are a nice tradition. You two understand each other.
Yeah, I wish we still understood each other.
So do I, Jake. And I hope we will. One day.
And so, members of the jury, the issue for you is, we say, a simple one. Do you believe Mahad Yassin, who says he looked out of his window at 2:20 a.m. through the rain of the early hours of October 26th?
Not unlike the weather we're enduring today, Miss Lang.
Indeed, Your Honour. Looked out just in time to see Mr. Thomas throwing the length of scaffolding pole towards him. Or do you believe Mr. Thomas, who insists he didn't do it? And wherever he might have been at the time of the attack, he wasn't there. Honest.
Maybe just a bit less sarcasm. Leave out the theatricals.
You object to the sarcasm?
I object to the comments, so stick to the facts.
It's the absence of facts from your client that lets me do all the commenting in the first place.
Is there something you'd like to share with the rest of the room? Miss Parker? Miss Lang? Or perhaps we could get on with the trial?
Your Honour.
What do you mean? There's a delay because the roof's leaking. It's supposed to be our court building.
It is. But the one our trial's in is a glorified porter cabin that hasn't been properly maintained for years.
If I ran things on this state, like this system gets run, I'd last for 5 minutes.
You're probably right. And you're probably best not using that precise phrase to the jury.
Where's Ray?
I don't know. I would have liked him to keep working on an alibi, but you've nipped that one in the bud, haven't you?
Leave it.
But as you can hear, nobody's making any sort of a big deal about it, are they? It's scarcely being mentioned in there at all.
You said she tried to wind me up. Not you.
I'm just trying to help you, Lee. Only you're too paranoid to see it.
Billy?
You finished with him, miss?
Yes.
What is it?
Look, this might be nothing, but you did say...
If it doesn't feel right, make sure you let me know.
So, despite everything, Lee won't run an alibi because he's too jumpy about the idea of the police looking around the places where he hangs out.
Mm-hmm. How jumpy is jumpy?
So jumpy that I think it might be worth looking into.
Well, miss, fear not, because I might just have the two people for the job.
Okay, so we drew a blank at the cab office, nearly got chased out of the pub, and now we've only got this classy little bistro to check out.
Bistro?
It's French. Probably.
What's it French for?
I don't know. I recognise French. I don't speak it. Here we are.
A bistro called Chocolicious Chicken Shop.
Don't deny them their dreams, Beth.
Same approach as before, then. Probably the same result. No, I didn't see Lee Thomas on the night of October 26th. Probably because he was busy chucking a length of scaffolding pole at Mahad Yassin.
Yeah. Well, this is not a very trusting part of the world. We tell them we're on Lee's side and the worst they give us is funny looks. But...
I know. If they thought we were investigating him, this could be our last meal. Let's do it.
All right, mate.
What can I get you?
This is a bit delicate.
You police?
No.
We're lawyers.
You two?
Yes, representing Lee Thomas. I'm Rose Parker.
And you?
And I'm not.
There's things we need to ask you.
Where's Ray?
Ray?
Look, no need to check, okay? I know the score. Donegan told me. No mention of Lee.
Or what?
Or Paul Stevens, okay? I know the score. They weren't here that night. I not see them. Now, you leave me alone.
Okay, that'll do. For now.
And if anyone asks, you didn't see us. Understand?
I didn't mean to say I was Rose Parker. It just came out.
I just said, or what, and he kept talking.
So who's Paul Stevens?
And if Lee Thomas does have an alibi, why isn't he using it? And why is Ray Donegan telling witnesses not to talk?
Good morning, members of the jury. The weather is fine, so let's keep our fingers crossed for the roof. Mr. Yassin, you're still under oath, so if you wait there, Miss Parker may have some questions for you.
No problem.
I do indeed. Thank you, Your Honour. Mr. Yassin, is it true that you run a gang?
Me?
Yes, you organise others to commit crime and then reap the rewards. That's what gangs do, isn't
Your
it?
Your Honour, if I might raise an objection.
Rose. Yeah.
Miss Parker, before Miss Lang addresses me, I think your client might want to address you.
Thank you, Your Honour. What is it?
Don't ask him about gangs.
Don't?
Swerve it. Concentrate on something else.
But, Lee, this is...
Look, I'm not asking, I'm telling. It won't help.
So, if I don't ask about gangs...
5 years of studying, Rose. You'll think of something.
Thank you, Your Honour. If I might just have a moment.
Ah, the Wanderer's return.
Morning.
How'd it go last night?
It's odd, Billy. Doesn't make sense.
Neither does modern art, Bethany, but there's money in that too.
Sorry?
Oh, we're trying to find the bigger picture, aren't we? Seeing how Ray Donegan turns Lee Thomas and his gang into quite so much cash.
The chicken shop owner has been told to keep quiet.
By who?
Donegan. He told him not to discuss Lee Thomas.
Or Paul Stevens.
Who's Paul Stevens?
We don't know. People in the pub and the cab office just gave us the long look. But the bloke in the chicken shop was more direct.
So Donegan is trying to put the mockers on Lee Thomas, who forms the basis of most of his work?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It must do. Or he wouldn't be doing it.
Is that the best you can do?
You cut my legs off, Lee, just as I stood up. What was I supposed to ask him?
I put it to you that it wasn't Mr. Thomas that you saw. Is that really all you got?
You didn't want mentions of gangs, so you didn't exactly leave me with
You're trying to wash your hands off with me, aren't you? It's not going to be easy, so you all want to...
No one is giving up on this trial, Lee.
You better not. And what's with them not sitting tomorrow?
There was a problem with the witnesses. The doctor's gone astray and no one told the interpreter they'd need to be back for Yassine's girlfriend.
Does anything work in the system?
The barristers, Lee. Far too hard.
I hoped you were still here.
Evening, miss. You working late too?
What you said about things not adding up.
Yes.
You still want to know when something odd happens?
Definitely, miss.
Okay. The CPS gave me some extra papers today.
And?
And when Lee Thomas was arrested, there was a delay in getting Ray Donegan to the police station to represent him.
Which is relevant because...
He was held up representing a client nicked by the drug squad at his big house in the country.
That's a bit off Ray's usual patch. How does this help us, though?
The client's name was Paul Stevens.
Who was the name the man in the chicken shop gave
to Jake and Bethany, the man who's been giving the drug squad the runaround for about 3 years, I'm told.
You're told?
That's the thing about a wig and gown, John. Clients just want to tell you things, whichever side of the court they're on.
So what happened to him? Stevens?
He got out that morning, but Ray stayed on making complaints and causing all sorts of trouble for the police, trying to scare them off coming near Stevens again.
So the man linked to Lee Thomas by the bloke in the chicken shop, the man none of the witnesses are supposed to mention, is a major drug dealer. Have the police made the link between him and Lee Thomas?
No. The officers who nicked Thomas probably don't even know who Paul Stevens is. He doesn't live locally, and they soon had bigger things to worry about.
Bigger?
There was a murder on the same estate later that night.
Oh, Billy said something about that. A teenager.
15 years old. Another stabbing, and the police were sent out to try and stop things on the estate degenerating into a full-on riot.
Lovely place to live, then. Do me a favour, miss.
What?
Let me talk to Billy about this before you talk to Rose.
This is serious, John. I can't mess around with stuff like this.
And I won't stop you, miss, but just let us discuss it first. I won't ask you to go back into court without disclosing it, okay?
Why?
Because something doesn't add up, miss. It doesn't even come close.
What happens? We're just saying, if Miss Lang does a right job on Lee Thomas, sends him down and all the work we think he's linked to goes with him, do we get her to go easy?
I don't like us prosecuting, and if she sends him tumbling down, life gets tricky, but...
But?
If we start pulling our punches just to keep the bean counters happy, we've lost already.
So you reckon she'll go at him just like she'd go at anyone else?
She's Shoe Lane, Jake. You can put money on it. But we need to pull an iron out of the fire, Jake.
Or slow down the clock.
Yeah, well, some things even senior clerks can't manage.
What would Uncle Freddy have done? He was the best, wasn't he?
He was. Freddy Lamb, my dad, and my boss, the first and the best.
So?
I don't know, Jake, but it's a good rule of thumb. When in doubt, think like Freddy.
Do you remember when we went out on his anniversary? After West Ham beat Liverpool?
Barely, but it was only meant to be raising a drink to his memory.
You would have let me keep that sign?
It was a pub sign. You were drunk. It wasn't a good idea.
I fancied the look of that the moment I saw it.
Yeah, and the CCTV fancied the look of you too.
Bloody CCTV, eyes in the sky. We stayed out until closing. And you were singing Sinatra when we were up.
Thank you, Jake. What goes to the pub stays in the pub.
We got here and we've missed the last train, but then the clocks went funny. That one there.
They didn't go funny, Jake. They went back.
Whatever. It made me laugh. You were telling a railway bloke, look, they found another route, put more trains in it. Get me home.
Yeah, and we didn't win that argument, as I remember.
black cab to Romford. Cost Chambers a fortune.
Yeah, we're going to win this one, though.
I'm thinking like Freddy.
Exactly. Now, come on. Let's get on. Come on.
Hey. You. John.
Ray, what can I do for you?
Give your boss a message.
You want me to do what?
You word. You tell Billy Lamb.
I don't deliver messages.
Well, start. That Lang woman.
Amy Lang.
She's not reading from the right script.
There's a script.
Don't get smart. She's got ideas above a station and she's getting in the way.
In the way of what, precisely?
I didn't make an offer to help Shoe Lane out of its hole just so they could send my lad down.
I didn't know the offer was still on the table, Ray.
Whether it is or it isn't, he who pays the piper calls the tune.
You think you bought us? You really think you could buy the right to decide how we go about our business?
If you prefer, think of it as giving further instructions.
I thought you instructed Rose Parker, not Amy Lang.
I don't like your tone, John. You watch yourself.
Oh, I will, Ray. I will.
Come in.
Morning, miss.
Billy? You're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Bit of a night out, miss. Normal service is slowly being resumed, though. Look.
Let me guess. Things to discuss? Something needs sorting?
Always something, miss, and usually more. Is that the indictment?
Feel free. Amy had them printed off for the jury and someone pressed the wrong button. I think I've got about five.
You're joking.
What?
Was Thomas Nick straight after this happened?
Pretty much.
And bailed that same night?
Yeah. They were clearing the decks at the station. Do you remember it was the night that teenager got killed?
26th of October.
Early hours of.
Saturday night, Sunday morning.
It was indeed. What about it?
I think Uncle Freddy's sending a message.
About Lee Thomas. Strange choice.
Perfect choice. Has he got form for drugs, Thomas?
Bit of possession, bit of weed, some pills, nothing else.
OK, miss. Thanks.
What's going on, Billy?
Clark's room summit.
With the aim of...
forcing Ray Donegan's hand up his back before the bank pulls the plug on us.
And dare I ask, how exactly is the combined might of the clerk's room intending to do
this? I'm trying to put together a jigsaw, miss.
Right.
But I don't have enough pieces yet.
Oh, so you're a million to one shot too?
Miss, if you ever get me at odds as short as a million to one, put your house on it. If I'm in the race, I'll win. Right. This is important. I may be a very benign dictator, but we are all in this together, and we're all getting out of this together, as long as we all understand that.
We do.
And we will.
Good. So with that in mind, having heard what John's found out and what Jake and Bethany got told on their classy night out in the chicken shop, what do we really know?
Well, there are links all over the place.
Be forensic. List them.
OK. Thomas and Donegan, obviously.
Solicitor and client.
Donegan and Paul Stevens.
Solicitor and other client.
And a great big link, so it seems, between Stevens and drugs.
Which somehow underpins everything, we think.
It must do, because although the police somehow haven't joined the dots, there's also a link between Stevens and Lee Thomas.
I searched for Paul Stevens on the internet, just to try and find out something more, but there's virtually no trace.
Mm.
Only one newspaper report and a picture when he was arrested once.
Right.
If this is the How to Save Lee Thomas support group, might I suggest a cake with a fire?
If you don't mind, miss, there's stuff you might hear in this room that won't help you.
I know him.
What?
Him, on the screen. Paul something.
Stevens, Paul Stevens.
How do you know him, miss?
When I went to see Lee inside, he made a point of getting me out of the way when a bloke called Paul came in. I assumed he was a solicitor. It was an illegal visit.
That Paul?
That Paul, certain.
Miss, will you leave, please?
I think we're probably past that point, aren't we, Billy?
We're never past the point where I stop getting my hands dirty, so yours might stay clean, miss. What you don't hear can't hurt you, so if you don't mind, can you get Miss Lang and I'll come and see you in your room in a bit?
If you insist.
I do, miss. Thank you.
So last week, Paul Stevens got snuck into a legal visit just to talk to Lee Thomas.
But Donegan doesn't want anyone to know that Lee's got an alibi, that he was with Stevens. Why not?
Because whatever they were doing, it's worse than the prospect of going down for a GB8 he's innocent of.
If you were a big drug dealer, you'd want to be all over that estate, Smackheads to hipsters. There's nothing you can't buy there. It's like a drug supermarket.
And nobody knows it better than Lee's gang. They've been hanging around it causing trouble all their lives.
In fact, if Paul Stevens tried to use outsiders, Lee's gang wouldn't have it.
Hang on. When was that murder?
Early hours of Sunday morning. All over the front pages for 24 hours. 15-year-old kid, but no one's been nicked yet. We're all thinking the same thing, aren't we?
Odds on, it's drug-related, and even better odds that Lee and Paul Stevens know something about it.
But what's the bigger question, Billy? Now, how we use this to get what we want from Ray Donegan, or...
Say it, John. The elephant in the room.
Okay. Are we about to try and do some kind of trade to save this place? Off the back of the murder of a 15-year-old boy?
This is ugly, John, and it might sound harsh, but I'm going to say it. Shoe Lane was built on the back of arguments created on the back of facts. But what we have here aren't facts, just suspicions and suspicious circumstances.
But...
What?
Are we doing, like, the right thing?
That's a matter for each of us, Jake. But I'm sticking to the same rules this place was built on. Until it's proved beyond reasonable doubt, it's not a fact. That's always been good enough for me.
And me.
And me.
And me, then. Only...
What?
If we don't have the facts, how are we going to persuade Lee Thomas or Ray Donegan to do anything they don't want to?
Remember that last time I skinned you at cards, John? I had a pair of threes and you thought I was holding the best hand ever.
What about it?
Well, we've been looking at this the wrong way. There isn't time to collect all the jigsaw pieces, so we need to play another game.
You've lost me.
The clock's ticking on Shoe Lane, on me, on Lee Thomas, and you can't beat the clock, can you? Because it just ticks on, a second at a time, always running away from you.
Always.
No, not always.
I'm really confused, Billy.
We're all going to court tomorrow. Jake's going to keep Ray busy until 10 o'clock earliest. Buy him breakfast, propose to him, take him for a walk. I don't care. Bethany, be by your phone and wear your cleverest head. And John, you're with me.
Where?
When you don't have all the pieces, your jigsaw's ruined. But when you don't have all the cards, the bluffing starts.
Cards?
Of a sort. Get your best poker face on, John. We're going to play for Shoe Lane's future. Now, if you'll all excuse me... Ah, sorry to be mysterious, miss.
No, you're not. You love it.
You do, Billy.
All right, guilty. But I need to run something by you.
About what?
It's 23 paces from the clerk's room to here, miss, and as I left, I started thinking. I can do a terrifying amount of thinking in 23 paces, and I've been going at it hard.
And what have your thoughts told you?
That anyone can spot the problems in life, but the solutions like to hide in the shadows.
Which part of not being mysterious is this, Billy?
I may be West Ham, miss, but Bill Shankly was one of the greatest football managers in history. He turned Liverpool from a team into a dynasty. And you know what he said about the offside rule?
Oddly enough, no.
He said if you're not interfering with play, then you shouldn't be on the pitch.
Sorry, I'm completely lost.
Tomorrow, Miss Parker, you're going to get me and John into the cells to see Lee Thomas.
No chance. Sorry, not a prayer.
Look, I need to deliver a big team talk, and then if all goes well, I'm going on the pitch. And for me to do that, you need to understand one thing.
What?
I'm your filter. I collect all the nasty, awkward, impure bits and make sure they don't reach your delicate legal digestive systems.
Don't ask if we don't want to know.
Exactly.
Why, Billy? Exactly.
Because tomorrow is Friday and either this works and I go to the loan company triumphant or...
Or?
It doesn't. I hand them back the keys and we're done.
So I'm getting you in the cells so you can play with our futures.
No, miss. We're a team. Always have been, always will be. I'm just the one who scores the winner. So tomorrow, trust your filter. Understood?
No.
Agreed?
Yes.
Perfect. See you in the morning.
Ray! Morning.
Jake.
Coffee? Bit of breakfast?
I need to go and see Lee.
No can do.
What?
Prison van's late. Some kind of hold-up. Not due in for half an hour, apparently. I just went down.
Typical.
The calf does a great fried egg sandwich.
Okay, but just a coffee.
Go on, spoil yourself. The trick is thick bread, so you, like, cushion it.
Here to see?
Lee Thomas, Rose Parker of Council, and Clarks.
Billy Lamb.
John Bright.
Room 3. He'll be 2 minutes. Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks. You not joining them?
Giving them a minute. They're taking instructions.
Hello, Lee.
Lee.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
Sit down and shut up. We're Clarks and we're fed up with being messed around and we've got a deal for you.
You think you can just walk in here and start talking to me about deals?
Yes. You're going to tell Ray Donegan that from now on he's sending all his work to Shoe Lane Chambers.
All of it. And if he says he won't, you're going to take every single member of your little gang to a different firm.
And in return, I'll get you out of here today, inside the hour.
Like you're going to do that?
Like you're in a position to argue. Shall I tell you why you're going to do that?
Tell me what you like. I ain't doing nothing for you.
What about for Paul Stevens?
What about
him? Ah, that shut you up, didn't it? Don't take up poker, Lee. You can't bluff.
Paul Stevens don't mean nothing to me.
Can't bluff at all.
You can't even prove I know the man.
Ah. Well, you've asked for it, Lee.
You know Paul Stevens because he's your wholesaler. He provides the drugs and your little troop of Asbo monkeys do the deliveries on that estate.
Definitely mad.
Yeah, we're absolutely furious, Lee. We can't believe we didn't spot it because Ray obviously didn't build a business around a few hoodies. But, oh no, wait, there is more.
What?
When Stevens came to see you last week to make sure you were sticking to the script, he signed in as a solicitor's clerk, which was doubtless sorted out by Ray.
Which means Ray thinks what? Paul Stevens is more important than you. Means he keeps you sweet just to keep Paul's business running smoothly.
Which means, if he has to, he'll hang you out to dry without thinking twice.
And that's what you think, is it?
Should we stop mucking around, Lee? Paul Stevens is a very heavy drug dealer who uses your gang for distribution. So big that Ray has had the people on your estate warned off ever saying that they've seen the two of you together.
Paul, because he's important. You, because Ray and Paul worry what you'd say if you got nicked. Hence the visit he paid you in prison.
So what are you saying?
That later on that night, a boy was murdered on the estate where you two run the drugs business, wasn't he? Sending out a message, were you? Letting people know whose turf it was?
Or doing it for Paul, on his orders.
You think I did that?
We know you helped Paul Stevens deal his drugs. And we know he came to see you last week. We know Ray Donegan helps organise things for you and Paul. We know you're very keen not to use a perfectly good alibi.
And why does someone ignore a really good alibi, Lee? Because it puts them at the scene of a different crime. A far worse one.
And that's the best you got. No wonder you're in trouble. Nobody saw me. And ain't gonna change. All this stuff you're telling me. So what? The police say I was going after Yassin, but even they weren't observing me. Nobody saw me. So good luck with that.
Nobody saw you?
No.
Not even the eyes in the sky?
What are you on about?
CCTV, Lee. Everything recorded, everything stored. If it didn't seem important at the time, but it does now, no problem. Just rewind, rewatch. Join the dots.
Join the dots to what? Look, what are you talking about?
What if the police knew where to look on the old CCTV from the night of the murder? What if they just can't find the start of the trail, so they don't think they should be looking for you?
Now you've gone quietly.
What if they knew to look through the footage from the camera outside the chicken shop and then follow? Where would they see you go? Just you or you and Paul? Did it together, did you, or on your own, to prove a point to him that you were up to it?
No, I told you,
I know, and I ignored you. You do what we're asking you very nicely to do, or we'll lay down a trail of crumbs and see how well the police follow it.
What are you, Clarks or Grasses?
You decide. Here's your big moment. You think I'm bluffing? Go on then, Lee, call me. Make sure you get it right, though. Yeah. I thought not. I'll cut to the chase, because I don't like being in cells. You weren't the one who made Mahad Yassin catch a lump of scaffolding in the gob. I know that.
How?
Because I know everything. Now you get Ray Donegan to sign that agreement, or we'll finish you. And if you go down, Ray won't risk dealing with whatever you might say as your fool.
You wouldn't.
Shoe Lane's future rests on it. We would.
You've got until I reach that door to do what I'm asking, so think hard and think quick.
You get me out of here today.
That's what he said.
Okay. I'll make Ray sign it.
Good.
Where did that come from? The CCTV?
Sprang into my head, John. Under pressure.
We didn't discuss anything about CCTV.
But we did discuss how to bluff a poor hand, though.
You do know what we just did.
I do, John. And we both knew it was going to happen, and we both knew it wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah, but he is good as...
He as good as said nothing, John. He denied everything.
Yeah, but when you asked him to call your bluff...
He said he didn't do it, John, and he gave us what we needed. That was winning ugly.
Yeah, but that was...
If the price of survival is a few sleepless nights, I'll take him.
I know what we know, and even I wouldn't have called your bluff.
Yeah, well, you don't know everything, John. Not quite.
What's going on?
Call me.
What? What?
Do you think I was lying to him, John, about getting him out?
Yeah.
As if. Call me, as a witness.
And ask you what?
About the night in question.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to interfere with play.
See, with the way they've cooked that egg, you could put sauce on. Of course you could. But why would you?
Fascinating, Jake, really.
Ray Donegan, go to the cell area. Oh. Ray Donegan
from
the cell area.
At last.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Jake, what are you doing in here?
I'm eating a fried egg sandwich, Beth, and it's spectacular.
Where's Billy and John?
I think they've just finished playing cards.
Jake, you're talking in riddles.
No, Beth, I'm not. I'm telling the truth.
And it feels quite good.
Come on.
Your Honour, the defence calls Billy Lamb.
I swear by Almighty God...
I'm trusting Billy. Are you mad?
Will be the truth.
Let's find out.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Mr. Lamb.
Miss Parker.
What can you tell us about the night of October the 26th?
Lee Thomas didn't assault Mahad Yassin. I know that much.
And how do you know that?
Your Honour, what's happened here is nobody's fault. Nobody that's here, anyway.
What do you mean, Mr. Lamb?
Too many cases, Your Honour. Too little money. Not enough time. Both sides, defence and prosecution. Corners get cut because everything's getting cut. Roofs leak. Witnesses get lost. Translators, well, who knows? Things fall between the cracks.
I may agree about the cuts, Mr. Lamb, but I'm afraid I'm no more illuminated about the case.
Lee Thomas was released from the police station at 1:40 a.m. And some scaffolding goes through a window at 2:20 a.m. And we know that because Mr. Yassin said he had a clock on the wall.
Yes.
26th of October, Your Honour, was the night the clocks went back. All the electronic ones, anyway. The police station clock is electronic and it takes its time from a central source. Mr. Yassin's isn't. At 2:20 a.m. on Mr. Yassin's clock, it was 1:20 a.m. on the police station's.
So, you're saying...
When Mr. Yassin got hit by the scaffolding pole, Mr. Thomas was still in custody. He got released at 1:40 a.m. when Mr. Yassin's clock said 2:40 a.m. No one thought to check.
So Mr. Thomas was actually in custody at the time of the attack?
He was, Your Honour. Someone had reason to hurt Mr. Yassin, but it wasn't Mr. Thomas, because he was locked up in the depths of a police station, which, as alibis go...
And you spotted this?
It's what we do, Your Honour, at Shoe Lane. And it's what we'll carry on doing, as long as we can find a way to make it pay.
Can I get you a drink? You know... to say sorry.
Do you know what I'd prefer?
What?
For you to stop saying sorry. You did upset me, but I'm not upset anymore. Let's try and move on, yeah?
Really?
Probably. I think so. Oh, just get me that drink, God.
Right. Okay, just stay there.
And for me, Jake, doubles. And then shots.
Yes, miss!
I'm just glad it's all sorted. You?
Or the trial.
Why did Yassin say it was Lee Thomas if it wasn't?
Best guess? Yassin has designs on Lee's territory.
fancies himself as a bit of a gangster, and when someone fell out with him, he took his chance to get rid of the competition for a few years.
Plan fell apart then?
I think a lot of Mahad Yassin's plans might be falling apart over the next few weeks.
So who did throw it?
Probably one of Lee's gang, sending some kind of message. No one's very innocent in this case.
Miss Lang?
It's never Amy then, John. Not even in here. Now.
Have you ever seen on the waterfront, Miss? Amy.
What? No.
Then you've never seen Marlon Brando's speech? Kid, this ain't your night.
No. What are you talking about?
Sometimes you have to lose so that other people can win, and it's not your fault. You know, there's a bigger picture, and it's very ugly.
Right.
That was you today. Once Billy explained the clocks going back, you had to drop the case. It wasn't your night.
Sorry, miss. A word, John, outside.
Yeah. So, Ray sent over the agreement?
He did. And I told the finance company, who had to accept it, which pleased me almost as much as it upset them.
So why are we standing out here in the cold?
You know what happened in that cell.
I do. What happened was what had to happen.
I'm just checking you're all right with it. It had to happen, but it doesn't mean we have to celebrate it.
No. You worked that out all yourself, didn't you? The clock stuff.
A present from Freddy. It was the only bit of the jigsaw I didn't have. Everyone else had found a piece, and he thought I needed a hand.
And the CCTV stuff?
That was him too, off the back of a West Ham win and Jake being daft.
So Freddy stepped in.
And handed it over, because knowing when to hand things over is one of life's biggest lessons.
Handing what over, exactly?
You know, John, you understand. You've done your time. Now, I just need to tie up a loose end.
Which one?
Oh, I love the pubs around here, John. Proper old boozers, holding off the march of time. No music, no telly, no food. And payphones. Lend me 50p.
Why?
Well, I'm not calling Crime Stoppers on my mobile, John.
You're gonna do what?
Like I said, John, we were built on facts. And in this case, they're ugly. A dead boy, a signed agreement from a dodgy solicitor, and a finance company that's gone back under its stone for another year.
Right.
But you know what else makes us what we are? The desire to speak out when something needs saying. To stand up, put our shoulders back, and do what has to be done.
You're gonna do it, aren't you?
We got our signature from Ray, John, and with it our stay of execution from the money men. There'll be other business, and it won't have blood on its hands.
So they both get what's coming to them?
He's bent, John. Thomas is a killer, and a 15-year-old boy's family deserves some justice.
Do it. There's your 50p.
Good. We've got our breathing space, and that boy's going to get his justice. We've got a year to find a new source of work, John.
We will.
I know. We will, John. We. Now, come on, get me that drink. I got a call to make. Come on.
In The Clerk's Room by Mick Collins, Billy was played by Neil Stook, John by John McMillan, Bethany, Amy Wren, Jake, Theo Bartlam-Biggs, Amy, Jessica Henwick, and Rose by Alex Tregear. Lee was Joseph Altin, Ray Donegan, David Hounslow, the judge, Stephen Critchlow, and other parts were played by David Acton and Chris Pavlow. The Clerk's Room was based on the BBC One television series Silk, created by Peter Moffat. The executive producer was Hilary Salmon, and the director was Sasha Yevtushenko.
From barbecue summers to unforeseen storms.
Have you heard that there's a hurricane on the way? Don't worry, there isn't.
The weather can be notoriously difficult to predict. So what's the point of the Met Office? Don't
know why. They said, it's going to rain everywhere, and it didn't rain here, and that cost us.
I mean, it is getting almost biblical, some of the stuff coming out of the Met Office.
Sometimes.
Do you agree? I think we have a point of agreement.
Quentin Letts examines more British institutions, beginning with the Met Office. What's the point of? Available now at the BBC Radio 4 website.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Unconfirmed reports from Italy suggest that hundreds of migrants have drowned off the coast of Libya after attempting the crossing from Africa to Europe. The Italian Coast Guard says their boat sent a distress call after getting into difficulty and overturned as rescue teams approached. It's believed as many as 700 people were on board. Irish and Italian naval vessels are searching for survivors. The BBC understands that the children's charity Kids Company will shut this evening because it's run out of money. A Newsnight investigation found the government gave the charity £3 million a week ago against the advice of senior civil servants who were concerned about how it was run. Claire Cole works at Kids Company Bristol and gave her reaction to the charity's impending closure.
Absolute devastation. Massive concerns, not only for ourselves, but for the young people that we support. It's come like a bolt out of the blue to all of us. And we'd just like our kids to know that we didn't know. If we did know, we would have told you, or we would have let something slip. And we're really, really sorry.
The radical preacher Anjem Chowdhury is due to appear in court in London, charged with inviting support for the Islamic State group. He and another man, Mohammed Mizanur Rahman, who's 32, are accused of using lectures published online to encourage support for IS. The Conservative MP Tim Lawton has said he deliberately signed up to vote in the Labour leadership election to test the robustness of the party's vetting system. Without disguising his identity, he wrote on his form that he intended to vote for Jeremy Corbyn to consign Labour to oblivion for a generation. A Labour spokesman said his application was spotted immediately and blocked. Pope Francis has told priests to show greater compassion towards Catholics who've divorced and remarried outside the church. Divorced Catholics cannot receive communion because their first marriage is still valid in the eyes of the church. The Pope said they should not be treated as outcasts. BBC News.
To what extent can we outguess each other? We'll take the seemingly straightforward